So before on this podcast, I've told you about a time where probably 1998, 99, you know, getting into the height of the dot-com boom, where I'd left my job at IBM, I'd started my business, I was consulting for a couple of, two or three dot-com startups, you call them, pretty decent businesses. And there was a moment where I remember I was trying to... I was waiting to speak to the managing director of one of these companies, and I was going through what my arguments were about why some things had happened and other things hadn't happened. Do you know that? I was spinning. I was trying to look good. And I remember really vividly this sort of voice in my head that said, what if you put all the energy you're putting now into looking good, and you put it into actually being good? And that was sort of like a slap in the face, that voice. But it was also a voice of maturity and a voice of some sense of success, because it, you know, that moment, and I won't pretend it was a road to Damascus moment. I didn't change everything I did straight away, but I can still hear that voice. And, you know, as bad as I've been at many things, in the intervening 20 years, you know, I have tried where I can to actually be good as opposed to looking good, because it's just a much, much better way to spend your time. Anyway, that's kind of a maturity thing, right? That's a thing of, you know, it's about growing up, that is. And for some reason this week, I've had another thought along a similar lines, which is about winning, because we're in the fifth day of counting, I think, now in the US presidential election. And the result, I mean, again, I'm a Brit, I'm standing in Britain. The result to me seems pretty clear cut, close for sure, but pretty clear cut. But at the moment, there is a lot of kerfuffle over who's won. And I remember back to when I was a kid, you know, I've always been competitive. I've always liked to win, of course, most of us do. Or perhaps it's just boys, but there was definitely a time when I was a little boy where, yes, I wanted to win, but if I couldn't win legally, I would definitely cheat so that I looked like I'd won. And maybe there's another maturity point, the point where I still want to win, but the point where you realise that actually, you know, when you cheat, you're cheating yourself. And I don't know, I wonder whether some people don't have that moment, they don't have that maturity, they're too used to winning. And I think that's a real shame, because in life, if we want to take risks, if we want to try things that are new, if we want to, well, expand our circle of consciousness, our area of competence, whatever it might be, of course, that's going to mean losses. And if we want to learn, we have to be able to talk about, we have to accept it and talk about it. And, you know, I've done my fair share of that. Over the last 20 years and over the 30 years before that. And I think it's made me a much stronger businessman, certainly a much stronger husband and a much stronger parent, because that's the way we learn, right? We don't complain. We don't try and cheat. We learn, we get better, and we get on with life. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.